Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
See if I can put this thing in drive.
Do you remember how to do the radio thing?
It's muscle memory at this point. I'm not even looking down. I'm just moving buttons.
Look, Ma, no hands.
I'm like an old-time saloon piano player, just flailing my hands in the air.
It really runs itself.
It does run itself.
Don't even need it.
Welcome back to Iowa, Eric. Thanks, Claire.
Yeah, hey. How was Mexico?
Olé. It was great.
Olé?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? What?
I don't know.
Not olé, like I went to Hawaii. Like, yeah. Olé.
Olé.
Like, what did you want me to say?
I don't know. Did you do dancing?
Caramba. Yeah, we did a little dancing.
Did you?
Well, we threw our own little dance party.
What kind of moves?
It was only to our iPod. It wasn't like salsa dancing.
Oh.
Or it wasn't like the James Bond number last night.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of that.
You didn't take like a class.
No, that's what was different about. I've been to, this is my fifth all-inclusive. This one's like, go to the pool and just day drink. That was the day, which no problem.
So you had what?
Mission accomplished.
5-6 days of just day drinking?
That, minus the one day we went into town and day drinked in town after I got to ride a jet ski for 2 hours.
All right.
On the open ocean water, which was great.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great.
No, it is made to just turn off the world.
Relax.
And relax, yes.
I thought it was so funny because Brian Davis and I were laughing about how you had a problem with not getting work email while you were on vacation.
You're supposed to relax.
Yeah.
Yet I can't.
You're on vacation. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to fix that for him.
It's just part of my daily routine to check my phone. And then it started causing me angst about Wednesday. I'm like, how many work emails am I missing?
Oh, and you then don't want to come back to a
I didn't
full
want to
inbox.
Come back to 120 new emails.
I tried
Luckily,
to keep
on
you
Saturday,
out of the loop on as much as possible.
Thank you. It was fine. We tune in a couple more. That TuneIn app makes it so easy.
Oh, I know.
The Z app? Yeah.
Yeah.
So while we were having breakfast on our deck overlooking the Pacific Ocean,
aww,
we would listen to the Morning Scramble.
It's always good to meet a fan.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Live from Puerto Vallarta is tuning in.
Isn't that incredible, though, that you can listen wherever?
Right there.
I know.
Yes.
It's so great. Neat. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Ah, there's a spider!
You caught it by its...
Yeah, by its...
By its as it's actually spinning a web.
Yeah! I'm just going to put it right in the garbage.
I'll just call it, you caught it by its butt string. Good job.
Oh, sick. Now it's on my hand. Its butt string's on my hand.
Ew! Do you want some sanitizer?
Ben, get a towel!
I could spray it with Odor Bar. Do you want that?
No. I'll just rub it on
my
pants.
That's what I would do.
That was bizarre. I was like, I feel like I have floaties in my face. No, that's a spider. That's a teeny tiny spider that has just dropped down in front of me.
Did I miss anything consequential around these parts?
We now have teeny tiny spiders.
Apparently that's new. Maybe I brought them back.
Oh, thanks for that.
They were in my luggage.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I muled some Mexican fruit home, so that's clearly where they came from. No, I didn't.
Oh,
no.
Dang. No. That sounds really good.
Some Mexican chocolate, maybe, but that was it. Yeah.
Okay. I will accept.
Please do.
No, I think we had a fantastic Gowntown.
Lovely.
I have to tell you, you missed out on some magic last weekend.
It's a special time.
It is a wonderful time. That was an amazing, amazing day.
I mean, weather-wise, it sounded like I was on vacation from a 50s and 60s degree sort of week, which is a little weird.
Honestly, it was a nice weather time here. Yeah. It's especially from the week before when it was just so...
That was the week I should have been in Mexico.
Cold, cold, cold. Yeah, it was really nice. And it looks like it's going to be not too bad this week, too.
Yeah, we just have some heavy, heavy winds possible moving into later this week. And some rain showers, for sure. But temperature-wise, not bad.
Winds like Friday, I think it was Friday or Saturday, were intense.
Yes. Well, it looks like we have another impact possibly coming through. And on top of that, it's just dry, right? We're back to some drought conditions. Just
keep it all in mind.
That's the under-the-ground stuff, though.
Yeah.
Let's worry about what's above the ground, shall we?
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll do.
Yes.
And I think that anytime there is banana news, I feel I owe it to you.
You and I do love a good banana.
That is our snack of choice. We've discussed this.
And for a fruit that doesn't seem to evolve much more than what they already have, like, I'm surprised there's banana news.
Well,
what do you got?
They are trying to improve bananas.
How so?
Scientists in the UK have created a new banana that stays fresh for 12 hours after it's peeled.
Don't need that. Who is not eating the full banana?
What if you put it in a salad? Have you ever had a fruit salad and you put banana in it and you put banana slices in there and they go brown immediately and it's disgusting?
It's like guacamole, just it's oxygen.
Yes.
Right? The air hits it and
it's an avocado.
It tastes fine.
Yeah.
It just is not eye appealing, pun intended.
Brown, mushy, doesn't look great. It's a problem for some people, especially in the UK. This new variety, it's going to have a 30% less browning factor in 24 hours than a traditional banana.
How?
Everything else is the same.
It's just like, are they into the banana DNA?
Well, yeah.
Working on a gene level here?
They're working on some genes.
Wow.
So it's slightly controversial. It's not a full-on GMO thing.
Genetically modified banana. No, that'd be a GMB.
But there's some changes to GMB. They disabled an enzyme, the enzyme that makes bananas go brown.
Yeah.
I don't know how you disable it, but they did it.
But if you could disable the same enzyme, you could also enable it to go browner faster, right? What if you use it for banana evil?
Oh, if this gets in the wrong hands, some sort of banana villain gets a hold of this.
Yeah, and all the bananas go brown the moment you open them up.
Insane, man. That's madness.
I don't like the science. Mm-mm. You're messing with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Back away.
What if somebody wanted to get to us and they got to us through bananas?
Do you have one today?
I do.
I got one today, too.
No way.
That's how they're going to get to us.
This is bananas.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You would think sitting with the ocean out the deck we had in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, the skies are beautiful. There's very little, what's it called, light bleed? Right? Ooh. Is that the right phrase?
I don't know.
It's the reason, like, you can see the northern lights or not, or you can see certain constellations.
Like coverage.
Because, you know, you have too many city lights. Well, where we are, there's hardly, where we were, right, was hardly any.
Yeah.
So you would think the most beautiful thing in the sky would have been during my Mexico week.
And you had the opportunity to see the planet parade on Friday?
I did?
Yeah, the planet's all lined up.
I didn't know that.
Sorry.
I was unplugged, man.
Guess you should have been here for nerd news.
But what I saw last night in Cedar Rapids was absolutely beautiful.
What?
The way the moon was in a crescent, it looked like the Cheshire Cat.
Yes.
I loved it.
It's so gorgeous.
We were at a friend's house to watch a little bit of the Oscars and just driving home. And then I got into a little bit of a rabbit hole because I'm like, how come sometimes it's crescent on the side and sometimes it's crescent, like, it straight up was smiling from the sky last night.
I know it's about like the shadow
it's
that
the
falls
shadow
on it,
and I was trying to find maps. I'm like, where's the earth in proper where's the
did
sun
did you figure it out, nerd?
No, I was tired and I went to bed.
Oh,
I started on a rabbit hole and then I fell asleep in the rabbit hole.
Just appreciate the beauty.
And I crawled out of the rabbit hole this morning to come here to tell you this.
Look,
but
at
it
you
was so fun. It was beautiful.
It was really, really cool. It was almost like you could see the whole, like, the outline of the
You could see the outline of the Earth's shadow on the moon.
Yeah.
That's how bright that little sliver was.
So gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was very Cheshire Cat.
Very Cheshire Cat.
We have a big kind of, like, window, and it kind of frames
the moon?
Yeah.
Do you call it your moon window?
It's a moon window.
I guess some people have a sunroom, but you have a moon window.
Yeah, we have a moon window.
That's pretty impressive.
It's just like, wow.
When you build your next house, make sure to have another one of those.
I'm going
to
get a moon roof.
Please.
Yeah.
A moon roof?
Yeah.
Two? Wow.
No. Just sit back, look up at the sky.
Why not have that whole roof just be clear? With materials these days, I'm sure that's not a wise idea.
One word, derecho.
Ah, dang it.
Ah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Little scary. I have been pretending for the past week that I am fine. I am not that fine. I have hurt my back. I didn't do anything, first of all. I have, I'm just going to call it old lady back.
Okay.
The, like, tissues in between
do
my
vertebrae. Osteoporosis? Is that what it's called?
I don't.
Low calcium?
Think so. It's just like the connected, like my vertebrae are hitting together and the nerves.
Oh my God.
Yes. And the nerves are getting pinched and it's just pain, man.
Old lady back.
And I've been seeing a doctor. Don't worry. getting some treatments, and they're like, I had one on Friday, and they're like, if this doesn't bring you relief, you might need to go to the emergency room because you seem like you're in a lot of pain. And I was. I really was. So I did. And I'm really glad I did because I got some pain pills.
Are you high right now?
No, actually, no, I'm not. I'm as clear thinking as I've ever been because I need to dose right now.
Okay.
So.
How many taken?
I'm just going to take one.
What did they tell you to take?
Just one.
Okay.
Just one.
And what does it
do? And some Tylenol.
Is it the good, is it the fun Tylenol?
What? Like, tell me more about the fun Tylenol.
Is this over the counter? Is this like you have a script?
I've got over the counter, and then I've got the script.
Okay, script's good.
Script.
Yeah.
Script, though, has gotten me out of a pinch.
Because sometimes when you get like your teeth taken out, then they give you like the good ibuprofen.
Yeah. They offered, and I was like, well, it's just ibuprofen. Yeah, it's just ibuprofen.
No, but you've got like, yeah?
Yeah, I got.
Trippy stuff?
I got the goods.
Okay.
So just know that I'm going to take some.
Okay.
It should all be fine.
Are you sure?
Yes. I think it'll be better because I'm currently sitting on an ice pack.
Do you need a little Pink Floyd
in the background? No,
I do not. Should I bring the lights down in the room?
No, you don't need to. I'm going to be fine.
Am I looking a little blurry right now?
Leave me alone. This is why I didn't want to bring it up.
Can you smell color?
I'm fine.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Let's get your first look at The Buzz. By 8:30 Friday morning, Cedar Rapids police responding in the 2100 block of Westdale Drive Southwest. Following the report of a deceased individual, officers arrived on the scene and located a deceased person and immediately secured the scene. Investigators are asking for anybody with information or video footage of that area to please contact the non-emergency line. Every morning I get an update for this day in history for the United States.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been around 200 plus years. A lot of things have gone down in that time frame. Rarely, but occasionally, there is an Iowa story. Usually, it's a famous birth. I think we had one of the first, like, heart transplants. There's a medical advancement.
Computer.
But this has never been in this date in history until this morning. In 2024, Iowa Hawkeye basketball star Caitlin Clark sets the all-time NCAA scoring record, passing Pistol Pete Maravich with 3,685 points. That is now officially on the This Date in History record.
Wow.
So everybody who gets the This Date in History will now get that fact that a year ago on this date, March the 3rd, was the day she surpassed the NBA scoring record and the most scoring of all time, and now finished her college career with 39.51 for total points scored.
Incredible.
So welcome to the record books yet again. Caitlin Clark officially making this date in history. What's got us feeling all right? Registration is now underway for Cedar Rapids Parks and Rec summer programs and camps. The department's summer program guide, Play CR, now available online at crrec.org. You also get a hard copy in that magazine the city sends out like quarterly.
Oh, yeah.
Look for that about March 6th. This year, Play CR offering over 600 programs. Spring and summer programs run April through August, including new this year, BMX Racing and Skills Camp. That
cool.
would be fun. Adult pickleball leagues.
Nice.
Want to go again? Little Anglers Trout Catch.
Little Anglers.
Little kids catching fish is adorable.
Yeah.
John Campbell has taught me anything, little kids catching fish is
so
adorable.
So cute. Are they going off the bridge or where is this happening?
You're not supposed to fish off the bridge.
Okay. Everybody's doing it.
What side, officer? I don't know what you're referring to.
I just heard that there were signs. I was like, there's signs that say not to do that?
What's the most poles you've seen off a bridge at one time in Cedar Rapids?
At least
a good
five.
A half dozen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Usually one is taped to the sign.
Yes.
But there's one.
The sign for leverage.
There's one more that I'm very curious about. Seeing that I did a spa ritual that included hydrotherapy, Cedar Rapids Parks and Rec is offering something called. Do you want to talk about this? You want to talk about my hydrotherapy ritual?
So high. Like
I'm so hydrated.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm tan. Forest bathing.
What is this?
I don't know. You have to sign up. I'm sure there's a descriptor at crrec.org. Forest bathing is something that will be offered this year as part of the Play CR Guide. Now, remember, this is adult and children programs.
Oh, cool.
Do you find it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it is it like a Cialis commercial?
I just watched something on this. It's a Japanese form of nature.
Like meditation?
Yeah. It's called Shinrin Yoku.
Okay.
And it involves immersing yourself in nature to improve your health and well-being.
So you're bathing. The forest is the water.
Yes.
I'm not nude in a forest.
No, keep your clothes on, please.
I'm sure that somewhere in the program it says keep your clothes
on. Must be clothed to participate.
In forest bathing. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last night was the Oscars hosted by Conan O'Brien, who I thought did a pretty good job.
He looked loose, which is a compliment. He looked like
comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yes, absolutely.
And Conan, every comedian has their own style, but he also is like, you know, I'll give you a moment to get the joke. He's just, he cared and didn't care at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is probably the exact mode and mood you want to be in.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job.
I'm a big Conan O'Brien fan. I thought he was great. I know, like, not everybody loves his brand of humor. I think his choice to emerge into the show by coming out of Demi Moore's body from the show Substance was an interesting choice. I don't know if everybody loved it or got it, because a lot of these movies this year, I don't think people saw.
I've heard of many of them. I just haven't had time, or I don't know where to find them.
Yeah. Yes.
We were talking about it, watching.
Tracking them down.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's streaming here. Oh, that's streaming there. And they look at me like, I guess I work in pop culture.
Yeah.
But luckily I do.
People are a little more disconnected from these
movies. It's hard to find them. Yes.
It's a little odd. However, I like that they always start with here's the best picture, here's how you know them, and here's some jokes about the best pictures.
So those are kind of spliced together.
Yeah.
I think there's a little longer pause on that last joke. It took the audience a second to get that one.
Like, what? Yeah. Oh. None of those were the Best Picture winners, by the way. Best Picture went to Anora, and it actually took home probably the most Oscars with 5 statues as well. It won Best Picture. Sean Baker, the director and writer of the show, won for writing, directing, and editing.
And editing.
Insane. Wow. There was a couple of upsets on Best Actor and Actress. Mikey Madison won Best Actress, denying Demi Moore her first Oscar for Substance. However, The Substance did win Best Makeup and Hairstyling, which is good. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist, taking it away from Timothée Chalamet and his first opportunity to do so.
I feel like Brutalist was going to be the winner there.
It just looks like an Oscar movie.
It's an Oscar movie. That's a great way to look at it.
Very Oscar-y. Yeah. Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain, and his acceptance speech was quite interesting. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez, which those two I think were kind of expected.
Yes. Now, the best part about Culkin winning, he will be brought back as the presenter next year.
Yes.
And somewhere in his speech has been acknowledged that his wife owes him 2 children.
Yes. Not one, but 2.
He's won a Golden Globe and an Oscar. And he's got to work that into his speech next year.
They shook on it, and she was in the audience. She did not know he was going to share this story with the world, that if he ever wins an Oscar, sure, then we can have 4 kids.
Yes.
Well,
if you ever win an Oscar, look what happened.
Well, I did. Also this weekend, it wasn't just about the Oscars. On Saturday night, they had the Razzies, the worst in cinema for this past year. And the results are always more interesting when somebody actually shows up and accepts the award. And I can't believe Francis Ford Coppola accepted the trophy for worst director for Megalopolis.
Now, Hollywood heavyweight, early through the 70s and early 80s.
Yes.
Now more of a winemaker, but still.
Yes, true.
But the fact that he showed up to accept a Razzie.
I know.
Like, usually, he's a multi-Oscar award-winning director.
A lot of people will just ignore the fact that the Razzies are even going on. It's like, whatever, I know. It wasn't great. but accepted it, said that against the prevailing trends of contemporary movie making, in this wreck of a world today where art is given scores as if it was professional wrestling, I choose not to follow the gutless rules. Let us remind ourselves that box office is only about money, and like war, stupidity and politics has no true place in our future. Okay.
Thanks, Francis Ford Coppola.
It did not win Worst Picture, though. That, of course, went to Madame Web. As did Worst Actress Dakota Johnson in
Madame Web.
And the Joker Foilé Adieu, I didn't clean up as much as I thought it was going to. It did get Worst Screen Combo for Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, and Worst Prequel, Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel.
I think both appropriate.
Appropriate, yes. Yes, but Madame Web really cleaned up.
Oh, I watched both the new Venom and the other two comic book movies from that world on the plane. Just like, they don't care.
Nope.
They're in it to make the first weekend of box office and then move on.
It's all we need to do.
It's just bad writing.
We have had so many falling stars, so many stars that are on stage performing, and for whatever reason, they fall down. And it's not good when it is a star who is in their later years.
Who actually needs Life Alert?
Who might actually need one of those Life Alert buttons. Billy Joel, 75 years old.
No, I've seen him in concert. I went last year.
Yeah, well, he fell down. He was doing a show in Montville, Connecticut. He went down at the end of It's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
Yeah.
He lost his balance. He was doing this thing where he's twirling the microphone stand. And then,
that's part of his shtick.
Okay. And then he'll kind of toss it.
Yeah.
And he chucked the microphone stand, and then he kind of lost his balance and fell. He did fall on his back, which is better than falling on your face.
True.
I would say in terms of falls.
But if at least you fall face first, if you're ready for it, you can break it. Right. You can brace for it. Back, you're just however you land, right?
Yeah.
It's just, especially you hit your head.
And as I'm analyzing the fall, I don't think he hit his head. I think it was more posterior action first. I think the booty broke the fall.
Bruises.
Yeah, yeah. Which fans are still concerned because, you know, he's getting up there. You bruise that behind, you could still break something in the hip area.
He's a piano player. He sits in the show for half of it.
No word on his condition, but I think we can assume he's okay. He did end up performing one more song after that one.
Good.
So it's not like they hauled him off stage.
Shannon's going to go see him in Sting, I think, somewhere.
Oh.
Maybe they're both just going to be sitting down.
Let's just take it easy.
So nobody falls.
Sting and Billy on stools. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Is what we do on Mondays. I'm guessing it's what you do on Mondays at your office as well, right? You meet at the coffee pot.
Yeah.
Copy machine, front desk, like, hey, how's your weekend? Oh, I got to show you this picture. We had a great time.
Oh my gosh. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
My kid was in a show choir performance.
Yes.
We got to finally go to this hotel we've been wanting to go to. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Hey, you're back from your trip.
Yes.
Show me everything.
Hey, speaking of, I'm back from my trip. You want to see everything?
Yes, I do. Because I know that Puerto Vallarta, obviously, beautiful.
Yes.
Was it as lovely the entire week?
Yes, yes, and yes, and yes. Puerto Vallarta. So San Diego is always known as like 76 and sunny. Puerto Vallarta is known as like 86 and sunny. There's something about the way it's naturally situated on the Pacific coast of Mexico. You've got foothills in the background, and then it just goes into this kind of encompassed bay. The weather was exactly the same every day. It was mid-80s, sunny. I mean, every once in a while you get a cloud or two that would roll through there.
Oh, how annoying.
I know, like...
One like, cloud.
Hey, a guy at the pool bar, could you get a big fan to move that cloud? It's blocking our sun.
Hey, man, I'm trying to sunbathe here.
So we're all inclusive, meaning all food and drink is included. We got a nice ocean view, so we had a little balcony so we could watch stuff in the morning while we had breakfast. But I'm a guy who likes activity.
Yes.
And we got there on Monday, and I was getting a little stir crazy by Wednesday because it was primarily just go hang out in the pool. It was like you're just tailgating, but there's no game.
Yeah. So did you have activities? Like,
no, this place is designed for you to sunbathe and just hang out.
How'd you do?
By Wednesday, I was going nuts. So Thursday, I arranged for our group to go to town. And while most of the group went into the heart of downtown, kind of walked around, saw the sights there, they offered a 2-hour jet ski tour. So it's just you and then my buddy John and then the driver and a photographer. And for 2 hours, they take you along the coastline of Puerto Vallarta. You have a couple of stops, mostly to take pictures, but one is Los Arcos, and that is an island of 5 individual rock formations, but they all look like arches.
Ooh.
So there's all you, and now the jet skis aren't allowed to go under. That's only if you paddleboard or kayak.
Boo.
I know. But we got to go over there, and then they took us to another little bay. I got to do some snorkeling that morning. That was a little chilly, but for this Iowa guy, right?
I'll
take my shirt off when it's 55.
You take your shirt off whenever.
I'll take my shirt off whenever. What's to change?
Dead of winter. He's shirtless.
So you get back, and I've been through these before. Like, oh, they're going to sell us the package of photos. It was $100. We split it 50-50. I have, Claire, I'm not kidding. At home, I have about 100 pictures of either John, me, or both of us, and video. They made videos.
What?
I know. Including, and we weren't able to post this because I'm having trouble getting it to be in the right format.
Yeah.
But we're like, hey, if you make a video of us, will you put some music to it? She's like, sure. What do you want? I said, would you put Danger Zone to our video? So I have a video of me on a jet ski with that in the background. It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Although they spelled jet ski wrong. So it's Eric's, E-R-I-K's, Jet Sky Adventure.
Oh.
Who cares? It's part of the fun.
Oh.
It was so much part of the fun. So it was beautiful.
That's pretty cool.
Had a great time. Yeah. So we got down there on Monday, flew back on Saturday. So that was our big whirlwind trip to Mexico.
Well, I'm glad that you had a wild and crazy weekend because I knew that my weekend was going to be on the opposite end of the spectrum. As explained, I have a back injury that I'm working through right now, hoping to get out of this prison of pain. But I was just laying on my back all weekend. I think the most exciting thing I did was go to the ER.
That's exciting.
It was pretty exciting.
You didn't want to take a picture of your hospital gown or your wristband? No.
I was not in a state to do so. So instead, it was a lot of rest, recoup, ice, take care of yourself. So I watched a lot of movies this weekend. Not a lot of Oscars. I did watch Conclave.
Yeah. Wild Robot was up for animated.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so 2 Oscars.
That's 2.
Also, I loved Wild Robot.
I fell in love with it during the previews, and I've held on watching because I want to watch it with Shannon.
You absolutely tell her it's fantastic. It's emotional. It's such a good kids movie. I'm like, hello. It's great.
Excellent.
I had also, since 2014, always said I've been a big fan of Annie since I was a kid, and I never saw that like Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx remake of it. So my daughter and I watched it, and we liked it so much, we watched it again. She wanted to watch it 3 times, but I was like, dude, enough.
But good.
She really, really enjoyed it.
Because I scowl when I see that, because I'm such a purist. Like, you're not the original Annie.
Agreed.
But I'm glad that you give it 2 thumbs up.
I love the old school. I will always love Miss Hannigan. Oh, yeah. My God. Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
She's the best. But I think that the way that they adapted it and modernized Annie, I thought that was kind of a cool way to do it as well.
Now, your photo is Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, which is that the 3rd or the 4th in that?
It's the 4th one now.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, gosh, this is a bridge too far.
Right. Usually the 4th one is.
But I have the time. What the heck? Let's watch it. And Eric, I got nostalgic. I actually enjoyed myself watching this movie.
I think when they release them late enough, it takes you back maybe to the first one.
Yes.
Like they didn't go for the cash grab immediately after the 3rd one.
Yeah.
Kind of like Pirates.
And I think that they kind of knew that this was just like a love story.
Right.
At the very end, they did have some pictures of like the original Bridget Jones to this one.
Oh, that's great.
Some cast photos, and it was very cute, and you can kind of see where the characters have progressed, and it is a bit of a sad story, because the whole premise is that Darcy's dead.
Yeah.
So that's sad. she's working through that with new boys.
So we've got the screenshot. I'm guessing that's how the movie starts. Can I ask which pair of glasses you wore to watch the movie? You have to look at Claire's picture, everybody. You've got the screen and the title for the movie, and then underneath it, it looks like you're at a Warby Parker store.
Yep.
What's going on there?
Basically, my husband likes glasses, so he has many, many frames, as you can see here. There's got to be a better way to take care of them or display them. But this is how they be on the dresser, just ready to, you know, rotate based on the outfit. However, I would like to point your direction to the blobfish that my daughter just created in the corner on the left.
I see that.
There is a ceramic fish that she brought home on Friday that she was very, very proud of. And I was like, what is this? She's like, it's a blobfish. Obviously.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Reenacting what goes down in office places across Eastern Iowa every Monday morning. That group meeting, catching up with your friends you haven't seen all weekend long, and somewhere a phone will come out and a photo will be displayed.
Look at this. Look at this. We had so much fun this weekend. This is what we did. One shot, one photo to kind of illustrate what that is. It's all about bragging rights, really.
Let's start in college athletics, just because right now, I honestly, I'm still catching up and I haven't had a chance to scan the photos. I'm going to stop on two. One of them I know. I went to school. Her name is Carrie Leck. Her daughter plays seventh in long jump in the NCAA D3 conference meet. That's awesome.
That is so cool.
The fact that I went to a high school with this person and her college-age daughter is now winning awards at the NCAA level is fantastic. So, Carrie, thank you for sharing that. We also love when people just share those moments of celebration with their family.
And her son's jazz band placed fifth at the jazz competition.
I didn't even get to the second picture.
Go, Carrie!
Then we get over to Deb's photo. It was a big weekend as the Iowa women wrapped up the season with senior night or senior afternoon on Sunday as we're getting ready for Hawkeye women's basketball in the Big Ten tournament coming up on Wednesday.
Well, then let's just talk about what's going on in the high school level. Michelle posting that they had their last show choir competition of the season. I love that they kind of traditionally take a selfie and share that with us.
So I think every weekend we get one from Michelle. And again, this is how the world has changed. My show choir was to a tape. If you're in competition, you have to have a live band. Every week we get a picture of Michelle's school and their live band that's performing. Speaking of show choir, hey, Bryce Jordan.
Bryce.
Big shout out. Thanks for listening, number one. Number two, part of Happiness, Inc. I know the director, which is also going to share in that excitement as well. Last competition of senior year, and he won an Outstanding Performer Award. So, Bryce, congratulations.
Good work. Thanks
for sharing that with us, too. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, all of those highs. And then there was a lot of cool performances this past weekend. Sharon took a group of international students to go see Jersey Boys at the Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, they rapped, I think, the entire run this past weekend. Deidre, big fan of the show, caught a comedy called Guys on Ice this past weekend. Did the typical make sure you get a picture of the playbill to prove you were at the show.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
And shout out to Jed for sharing. He attended the incredible production at Kirkwood called Black Women Walking.
Jed, also a friend of the show. I got to interview Jed a year ago. This was kind of a world debut at Kirkwood last year. And it received such critical acclaim and attention, they did it again this year, which is great. Shows you, too, it had a very powerful message and it needed to be performed again. Well, Jed and everybody, thanks for sharing your photos for One Shot Weekend. The best part about the internet is there's no cap on it. You can just keep posting photos.
Limitless.
Keep posting those photos right now for Z102.9 Morning Scramble One Shot Weekend.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
It's coming up on Monday, the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, the 50th anniversary, Claire, of Sap It Episode.
A big deal. It's one of the few traditional parades, I believe, in the nation that was started on a bar napkin as a silly idea. Let's do it. It was kind of fun and silly the first time they did it, and it's been a tradition for 50 years ever since, growing and growing in popularity.
We've had a few years, COVID among them, and then some experimental years where they had to move the date a couple times.
Yeah.
But we are back to the tradition, which is this parade. If it's St. Patrick's Day on a Monday this year, you have the parade on a Monday, which means we need to make sure we've got the biggest, best entry we can have for Sap It Episode.
Yeah, we're trying to grow things just a little bit. Typically, we will have our marching band, but it's like we're not done there. We're going to have a big, like the Z102.9 fleet's going to be out. We're going to have a float, and it's all going to be led by the Z102.9 marching band. Our entry is, we've got a design in mind.
So that's where we need your help. While we know we've got a band locked in for Fridays during the football season, schedules are a little bit different on a Monday at 11 something.
In March. Yes, schedules are definitely different. So we like to just throw the doors open. You don't have to be a standard marching band member of the Z Band. You can be anybody who would like to bring a musical instrument. You got to play and would like to walk through the streets of Cedar Rapids with us.
Yeah, it's basically open casting.
It
right?
is.
Open. It's not even a tryout. It's just if you could show up.
No.
You have a horn and you can read the music we're going to give to you and you can follow the person in front of you. You're in.
Yes, that is all you need. It's been exciting. We've got a couple of people raising their hands already. We would love to have you join us. And that's all you need to do is just email us scramble@kzia.com. We need to know your name. We need to know what musical instrument you play. Outside of that, it's pretty simple. We show up about an hour before the parade steps off at 1 o'clock. We'll get together at noon. We'll practice some music. And it's very simple.
It's a lot of fun. If you've never also marched on a parade, the enjoyment and excitement of everybody waving at you from adults to kids,
yeah,
that's worth it alone. Plus the fact that you get to see parts of Cedar Rapids in a different way. You get to march through downtown Cedar Rapids.
Something about when you turn the corner and you go down 2nd Avenue, Cedar Rapids, and the sides of the street are just
people
packed.
Are in the skywalk waving
yes.
at you.
Everybody's excited and celebrating. It's a sea of green. It is a very cool moment.
So we need you to sign up. If you play an instrument and would like to join our parade entry, you got to be available, of course, on that Monday. Just reach out right now. scramble@kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.